Follow News Talk 660 Case Guy on Facebook and Twitter. Details at caseguy.com or search News Talk 660 Case Guy.
Cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the only boating talk radio show in North Texas. It is the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and we are talking to you live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 Case Guy. And folks, we've got a great show for you today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be doing the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report with your news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. And then at 6:15 today, normally, folks, we talk about boating and boat stuff, boating topics in segment two, but today I've got a fishing story to tell you about, and it made me laugh, so I think you're going to enjoy it as well. And then at the second half of the show today is kicked off with boating royalty Frank Pillsbury, and we're going to have our discussion with Doc Talk coming up today. And then at about 6:50, we have our outdoor report and fishing report from the Beesons up there on Lake Texoma and our outdoor expert, Kevin Strickland. Right now, I just want to introduce the man, our captain over there, taking our boat out on the lake. We're passing the buoys right now. Everybody say hello to Captain Ryan Smith.
I think we're dodging a few lobster traps while we're at it.
Yeah, they've got those lobster traps out there at Lake Texoma today. They do have crabs out there now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're pulling some of these boats out of the water now, and they've got some zebra mussels on them and crabs.
I went over to the aquarium over at... Over in Grapevine, over at the mall that they had over there, and it's a pretty neat little place if people want to check it out. It is kind of neat.
Can you dive in that aquarium?
I don't think they'd let you unless you work for them. I don't even know if they let the people that work there go under there, but it's some pretty neat stuff over there. I was over there with my fiance yesterday.
Well, I know of a place now where Big John and I need to go swimming and diving. Talking about Big John, the co-host of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Here he is, all the way from East Texas, Big John Mixon. Big John, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, staying in the air conditioning, staying out of the 105 degrees.
Right now, my head's bopping up and down to your theme music here.
Oh, mine's doing that too, man. I've enjoyed the air conditioning today.
Hey, you know what? I did too. I was outside a little bit today because... with all the things, you know, the Dennis Gibbs luck, my pool has been losing water very rapidly.
Oh.
And thought we had, you know, a pipe or something with that, but I think I found out what is causing that, John. So
what the problem is?
Yeah, there's a valve that you got to use, or that you use when you backwash it, and so I think that valve, I backwashed it last week, and I don't think that... I don't think that valve is, you know, sitting back all the way just right.
So you going to tear into it, or is this an adventure for the pool man?
If I tear into it, it'll end up costing me $5,000 or $6,000.
That's why all my mechanic friends love me, because they know when I bring my car in, I've already attempted to fix it, so it's going to cost twice as much as it would have if I'd have brought it in the first place.
I know, man. That's exactly how I am. I don't have the patience.
You can hear the cheer go through the garage when I pull up. Yay! We can pay the light bill this month. There comes Big John.
We got the rent today.
But no, went over to Big Center, Texas, enjoyed a gun show today with some friends of mine, and just thoroughly enjoyed hanging out in the air conditioning and looking at some hunting and outdoor gear and guns and ammo. And, I mean, dove season starts here in just a couple weeks, so, I mean, season's here.
And squirrels.
And squirrels.
That's right, man. And I tell you what, John, I want to let everybody know that the Big Boat and Outdoor Show is being brought to us all today by Grand Pappy Point Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, start your boating dream by going to grandpappy.com. They've got over 100 used boats for sale out there. They've got the prices. The owners of these boats are dropping the prices of them because it's we're in the middle of August. Not much is what people say boating season left. So they don't want to hang on to those boats all year. So it's a good idea, good time right now to start your boating dream. Go to grandpappy.com and check out everything they've got to offer. And Big John, are you ready for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report?
Let's check in with LLG.
All right, everybody. Here she is, our news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. What's happening, Lake Level Ginger?
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
We're hanging in there today. Glad we're inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 K-Sky. Nice and cool in here. It's great.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. This report is brought to you by Gibbs Marine Surveys. Our local lake levels continue to drop. Lakes Worth, Joe Pool, and Grapevine are the only area lakes measuring within 3 feet of their normal elevation levels, while Lakes Louisville, Ray Hubbard, Ray Roberts, Tawakoni, and Eagle Mountain are between 3 and 5 feet low. Lakes Texoma, Richmond Chambers, and Cedar Creek are between 5 and 6 feet below normal, with Possum Kingdom and Lake Levan between 8 and 8.5 feet low. Sam Rayburn is measuring 11.25 feet below normal. Lake Benbrook is down 12.5 feet, and Lake Travis continues to drop, now down almost 45 feet below its normal elevation level.
45 feet, you say?
Yep.
Well, I don't know. Did I just cut you off? I didn't know if you were running out of breath,
or if you were. Thanks for letting me breathe there.
or if you were done with the report.
No, I was done. Just gonna put my little 2 cents about remembering to drink plenty of water and applying your sunscreen. And as always, wear your life jacket and boat safely. And that's it for your Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report.
Well, Lake Level Ginger, we certainly do appreciate that informative report you just gave us all today. We hope you have a good weekend, and we will talk at you later on.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Take care, everyone. That's Lake Level Ginger with the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report. Heard this time every Saturday on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. All right, Big John. I got to tell you this, folks. Captain Ryan was just... John, it's
was he dancing to the beat over there and spilled his Coke on the control board?
No, man, he was going wild over there in the control booth, and it's the most wildest I've ever seen Captain Ryan get, man. He likes that theme song there for Lake Level Ginger's music. That's pretty funny.
We got to get the webcam back up and get it on him during that song.
If I was quick enough and smart enough, I would have grabbed the video portion of my cell phone and been videotaping that, man. That was awesome right there. He was jumping up and down and everything. His hair's messed up a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Did he look like the white Will Smith over there dancing like from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?
He looked like Carlton.
Was he doing the Carlton?
Oh.
A little cabbage patch going on in the studio today.
Cabbage patch, that's it, man.
Hey, dude, I got to give a special shout out to my number one fan. I know that Mother Rose is listening to me today, and I just want to give a shout out to my number one fan, your mom, Mother Rose.
And folks, the reason why she's John's number one fan is I was having a talk with her, and she said, I was listening to your show, and Dennis, Big John, he's the whole show. He's the whole show, Dennis, I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. But
that's awesome.
My mom is up there at the Richardson Methodist Regional Medical Center right now, and she wanted to hear the show, so I brought a radio up there for her to listen to it. So this show is dedicated to you, Mom. So it's the big
hopefully button. Hopefully we do a good job.
Yeah, hopefully we don't mess anything up today and get the FCC on our backs again. Those
Should
guys,
I curse just because it's your mom's show?
Yeah. Let me get my hand on the dump button. Okay, now you can curse. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll just start saying words that are close to curse words just to freak you out. Like shoot the bob or something.
Well, I tell you what, John, why don't we take a break? And we will get into this story here. Folks, this is a fishing story, okay? And
this is about Kevin Strickland?
No, it's not about Kevin Strickland. It's not about Mike Beeson or Diamond Dave up there.
Oh, God, I was going to say, did Diamond Dave fall off the boat again with it running down the lake?
survived by his blue cooler.
That's it.
But folks, this is a fishing story you don't want to miss. All right? You are listening.
I'll stay tuned.
You're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, talking to you live on News Talk 660 Case Guy.
News Talk 660, Case Guy and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660, Case Guy. Case Guy.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chenaux, and Catalina. And full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
If you're tired of waking up with sore shoulders and hips, it might be time for a new mattress. But not just any ordinary mattress. This time, make it a Sovin European Sleep System. You may not realize it, but if your mattress is too firm, then you'll feel it in the form of pressure points and body aches, particularly if you're a side sleeper. Unlike conventional mattresses, Sovin beds provide both contour and support and are available in various firmness levels and styles. Plush yet supportive, firm yet forgiving. So which mattress is right for you? The secret lies in the Sovin fitting process, where the Sovin staff will guide you and your partner to the appropriate bed, taking into consideration your size, your weight, and how you sleep. A proper fit means a better night's sleep. Visit the Sovin showroom today. Come experience for yourself why so many of your friends and neighbors have already replaced their lumpy, uncomfortable beds with the Sovin European Sleep System. The world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sovin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
This is Doc Gallagher. You have seen my book, The Money Doctor's Guide, at Barnes & Noble. Perhaps you attended that class on financial planning that I did for the Zig Ziglar Corporation and the Born to Win classes. Who knows better how to spend your money? You are the folks in Washington. Well, you, of course. That's why I put together my free publication, The Joy of Tax-Free. 5 ways to cut, burn, and slash your taxes. If done right, you can take distributions from your IRA on a tax-free basis. You can stop paying property taxes, yes, quite legal, and many other strategies. And how about that 8.1% return on a tax-deferred account just made available? Call me at 800-434-4362. That's 800-434-4362. And ask for the free book, The Joy of Tax-Free. Offices in Dallas and Fort Worth. Call me now. 800-434-4362.
We all love Sozo. Sozo is the coffee that loves you back with all its antioxidants and all natural ingredients derived from the patented coffee berry extraction process. But there's even more to love about Sozo than its taste and health benefits. Sozo is a great way to generate a second income. Listen to how easy it was for Warren Bauerfeld to become a Sozo distributor.
Becoming a Sozo distributor, my wife and I have built a team of over 400 people. Being a Sozo distributor has, from one perspective, actually been real easy as I go about sharing this with family, with friends, and actually even with new folks that I meet on the street. We really have a duplicatable process that people can follow, and it's easy for people, as I bring them into this business, to just jump right in and get this going and share these great products with other folks.
Order your Sozo coffee today and find out how Sozo can become that additional income for you and your family. Just call 800-778-SOZO, 800-778-7696, or online at TalkSozo.com.
New choice, intelligent talk. News Talk 660, Case Guy.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, Case Guy, with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, brought to us all today by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort and Cedar Mills Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, I tell you what, here is a great deal. John and I have been talking about this for a while now. free, F-R-E-E, 3 months of free slip rent out there at Cedar Mills Marina when you become a new tenant out there. You also get a gift card to the restaurant, a discount for your service department. Go to cedarmills.com and also check out their yacht department out there with Randy Worstell and Rick Lemon. That's at cedarmills.com. Big John.
Four-letter words, free.
That's it, free, F-R-E. E.
And I thought the gift card to the restaurant was our commission for sending people their way. We've got to talk to Rick and them up there. I feel like we're getting the short end of the stick again.
Well, they know how much you and I can eat, so.
That's it. It's not a buffet, huh? That's the problem.
It's not a buffet. All you can eat.
Eat all you can. I'd eat all you want.
Smoking or non?
That's it. So I want to hear this fishing story.
Okay, man, there's John, this comes all the way from the UK. There's a gentleman, he was 61 years old, his gnome out in the yard. John Goldfinch is his name. And he was fishing for mackerel. And as it says in the story, and folks, I got this story out of this week's edition of Trade Only magazine. And he's with his mates, John, and they're fishing for mackerel. They're off the Budley Salterton Devon out there.
Now, in your fishing experience, is a mackerel a big fish?
Well, it all depends, you know. If you catch the baby mackerels, they're not as big as the adult mackerels.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for all of us.
Yeah, just to let you know. And if you have any other questions about fishing for mackerel, go to thebigboatshow.com and send us your questions.
We'll find somebody that knows the answer.
And so, that's right. So
these guys are fishing for mackerel over around the UK somewhere.
Right, and all of a sudden, John Goldfinch, he's got a mackerel, okay, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is a big one, mates.
So fish on.
Fish on, okay, and he's struggling and trying to get this fish, okay, get this big mackerel into the boat, and all of a sudden, what pops out of the water about 15 meters offshore? He's explained it looked like a frogman. And I keep reading this story, folks, and it turns out it wasn't a frogman. It was a diver.
So he had hooked a diver?
He had hooked a diver. And
obviously the diver won.
The diver was getting away. And folks, they're, the mates in his boat started laughing. You know, and as it said,
you don't think they make fun of him, do you?
Yeah. Like, look what you caught. And so
it was almost like it's a man mermaid looking for you.
So his hook, like I said, it surfaced about 15 meters offshore. Now, as John yelled out to him, you know, sorry, mate, didn't see you down there. And that's my poor attempt at a UK accent. So,
I was wondering, but go ahead.
Yeah, I figure everybody else was, too. Like, what's wrong with the boat guy's voice? What's the matter with him?
He's choking on his Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. By the way, I'm on my second one now after two cups of coffee. So if it sounds like I'm talking a little bit faster than I normally do, that would be the reason.
So did the guy come over there and just whip the fire out of the fisherman guy for hooking him?
No, John. It turns out first of all, the diver, his girlfriend, surfaced as well. Okay.
Ooh.
And, John, the kicker to this story is where the diver got hooked. Okay.
Go ahead.
This diver got hooked between his legs. So,
Now, did they say, did it injure him, or was it just like in his diving outfit there? What do you call it? His wetsuit.
His wetsuit. I'm going to say that it injured him. Okay.
Normally, you know, in my days of diving, we always went nude, so that'd be rough on us.
That's true, man.
Is everybody in their cars is throwing up and spitting their coffee out their nose?
That's it all depends if your back was shaved back then or not.
Oh my God, that's it, man. I look like a big turtle out there.
So no,
so the girlfriend surfaced and located the where it was hooked at, you're saying?
Yes, and this poor lad is up there like 15 meters, not very far from shore, and so she assisted her boyfriend in removing the hook from its location. And she swam the hook back to the fisherman's boat, who everybody in the boat was, you know, still falling about the place, just laughing and hysterical. And she apologized greatly for the inconvenience that it has caused the fisherman. And
Because, you know, wouldn't you have loved to see the look on that guy's face? He thinks he's fixing to pull in a trophy fish. His buddies are all amped up, and all of a sudden a frog man comes up, and he's hooked in the crotch. Because, you know, possibly if they've been out there fishing, there might have been an adult beverage or two being passed around, you know, amongst the fishermen.
A pint.
Yes. Maybe a pint, yeah, a pint of Guinness or something.
Right, and then to see his girlfriend pop up.
Oh my gosh, man! That is just how awesome would that be?
And then they're trying to get this big old metal hook out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, because it's not like you're using a little perch hook, you know, to try to catch a mackerel or something offshore. You know, you got a pretty good sized little hook there. You're trying to, you know, get a hold of them with. Oh
yes,
my goodness!
It looked to me in the like a 2-inch, you know, 2.5-inch, maybe it was even 3 metal hook. And
was it like something they use on swamp people to snag the alligators with?
Yeah, around that size. Yeah, maybe a little bit smaller, but yeah.
Junior slinging it out there, whatever his name is, trying to snag an alligator.
Yeah, I'm just.
I snagged a frog man, Papa. Shoot him! Shoot him!
I'm not going to use their dentist. I can tell you that.
No, I got you. I got you. But man, that was actually in the trade magazine. Was that like in the Believe It or Not section?
It was a. It's titled "Fishing Story" or something. A fishing tail or something like that. And
yeah, because who would believe that? You know what I'm saying? There has to be picture proof of that, because that's even better than the big one got away. I caught a frog man.
Right.
And his girlfriend got the hook out of his crotch.
Because I don't know how the protective that wetsuit is going to be to a big metal hook.
Ooh, man.
So she was probably embarrassed that it even happened, you know. And
yeah, I sure wouldn't have taken the hook back. I definitely, yeah. Luckily, his girlfriend was sweet enough to tow it back over there for her, swim it back over there, because I wouldn't have wanted to talk to the guys in the boat.
Yeah, her weekend's ruined, right? So
yeah,
you know.
Well, you never know. I might have made her weekend.
Yeah, you stay home tonight.
Married or dating.
You stay home this weekend. I'll see you later.
I'm going out with the girls now.
I guess he has the new name of Captain Hook, right?
Captain Hook. Oh, where's the rim shot? Come on. Oh, Ryan, you missed it.
There it is. There it
is.
Hey. But
oh my goodness, nothing like a little goopy story to cheer us up today.
That's right. And I just, you know, thought it was funny, folks. It made me laugh. And here's a little something else, John. There's not to change the subject, but we're also going to talk a little bit about what some of the symptoms are of this waterborne amoeba that
Ooh.
Seems to live and thrive in our lake water, and when it's really the lake water is very warm. Especially,
I saw that on the news, man. That is crazy.
Yeah, especially right now. And folks, so just as a bit of information for you, and just as a warning, if you do go swimming in one of our lakes here, and your kids or yourself, right after swimming in the lake, within 24 hours, if you've got nausea, vomiting, and a fever after swimming in our warm watered lakes right now, don't wait. Go and get checked out. Go to your doctor and go and get checked out. Because, you know, I believe it enters through your nose and
yeah.
it'll kill you.
Like a week.
Yes, and if you can get to medical treatment quick enough, they say that they, you know, can save you. So again, nausea, vomiting, and fever. If you are experiencing these symptoms after swimming in one of our lakes here with the water so warm, get to the doctor quickly.
Well, and, I saw also that if you wear just those nose clips, like the swimmer's nose clips, because it enters through the nose, that that'll help keep it out. And also, it's in shallow water in the sediment. And when kids are swimming in the shallow, just playing up towards the edge of the lake, stirring up all the dirt is when they're stirring that amoeba. They said out in the middle of the lake and stuff is not quite as bad, but just to be safe, wear a nose plug. I mean, yeah, hello.
Yeah, and some of the guys out there on Lewisville that keep running aground in sandbars, they're tearing up that, they're kicking up that sand and mud too. So
could be like New Jersey or New York that year that ran aground so far you couldn't see their boat from the water.
I know. Well, I tell you what, folks, we are going to take a break now. That was our fishing story, our fishing tale right there for you. And
heard a whopper of a tale.
That's right, man. We're going to nickname him Captain Hook. And there you go, Ryan, on top of it, man. All right, folks, you're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we've got boating royalty Frank Pillsbury for Dock Talk. Dock Talk is up next.
Talk 660.
K-Sky and the Wells Report.
Every weekday afternoon at 5.
News Talk 660. K-Sky. Bill Bennett says the Tea Party has had great influence over the debt debate.
Not in charge.
Can't get everything they want.
Can't get their will through. But in terms of the impact overall, it's there. But that is my sense, that the Tea Party has had its punch, has had its impact, has changed the debate in Washington, all of these terms.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America.
Profound and pronounced.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina, just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75.
Magazine delivers fresh, hard-hitting, intelligent reporting. Subscribe today at townhallmagazine.com and take advantage of a very special offer. That's townhallmagazine.com.
Get the News Talk 660 K-Sky app for your mobile device. Available now at ksky.com. Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. It's 6:32 on this Saturday evening. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon, and this segment is being brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort and Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant at Cedar Mills Marina out there. Folks, go check out that waterfront restaurant, the Pelican out there. It's beautiful. Big John.
Yowza.
Are you ready for boating royalty?
I am ready to bring him on.
Here he is, folks. Mr. Franklin Pillsbury. Franklin, what's going on, man?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We are doing pretty good. Just cutting up a little bit here in the studio and having some fun, telling a fish tale story or two.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that. I'm impressed that you're finally reading the trades.
Yeah, I know, right? I can read.
Hey.
But Big John, it's kind of like he found the comics rather than the real stories.
That's right.
What's funny is, man, I enjoy reading that stuff so much. I read it every week. I go there and I read all those articles. And I guess when you're interested in boating like myself, you tend to read articles about it. So... Ba-dum-bum.
Especially fishing tales.
Exactly. I skipped over that article, you know, that little headline in there, you know, 4 or 5 times before I said, I just got to go read this.
And, fish tale, I got to read it.
And then the pre-show meeting that I had with John, we decided to go ahead and go with that today. And
don't let me into that. I was told we were going with that.
Well, I tell you what, guys, are you ready for Dock Talk? Here we go, folks. It's time for Dock Talk on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. I think Ryan likes that song, too.
All right, folks.
Something's going on.
This part of the show is called Doc Talk, and this is where we talk about what goes on the dock and boating out there in the marinas. And what do you guys have for today? Franklin, you've always got something very interesting going on. What's happening, man?
Well, you know, Dennis, one thing I think, you know, Denise and I were talking about this today, that, you know, as hot as it is, some people may get motivated about going to the water or decide to stay away from the water. But, you know, right now is a great time to be out on the boat. And if you're not into boating, you know, because of the end of the season and everything else, great time to go, you know, figure out what that whole boating experience is about. So I would encourage people, you know, to go to one of our local dealers and check out not only the end of the season, but a way to go and cool off at the lake.
I tell you what, Franklin, that you're right on with that. And you know, we were doing a Saturday night special with Grandpappy where they, you know, there was a couple of weeks in a row that we had boats that, you know, were $89,000 for this 38-foot Carver aft cabin, you know, boat, a motor yacht out there. And it had been lowered to $69,000. That makes it so affordable for so many people that have actually, you know, if you've ever considered or thought about, you know, well, I sure would like to get a boat, or you know, I've got a smaller boat now, and I really you know would like to get into a bigger boat. It's that time. I mean, boats,
you know,
are,
it's that endless vacation that you know, for the cost of going down to Disney World or a, you know, major family trip, you can on that boat and enjoy lots of weekends and lots of times away.
You know, John, I think I've shared this story with you and with Franklin, and I'm going to share it again with everybody now. It's my father, you know, when I was growing up, we had a big boat growing up pretty much my whole, you know, life. And when we got to...
Yeah.
Franklin's got some stuff, or John's got stuff going on in the background.
You know, Frank's always got something going on.
Franklin's got some women giggling in the background.
I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you the story in a little bit, because it's one of those you just can't make it up. John will love it.
So here I am, you know, I'm in high school, and all my friends are talking about, we're going on vacation, we're going to Hawaii, we're going to California, we're doing this. And I said, hey, Dad, how come we never really go on vacation? He said, because you got a boat. You know, we got a boat. That's why. You know, we got a big boat, and that's where we go, and that's where, you know, we got a boat. And you know what? You can't beat it, because it's a whole new world. I mean, folks, everybody, you know, you work hard all week long, Monday through Friday. You've got the traffic out here in Dallas and Fort Worth, and you know, all around, and you're the stress that builds up. You don't even realize that you have this stress, and then you get up to the lake. Lake Louisville, Eagle Mountain Lake, Grapevine, or Texoma, or Joe Pool, or Lake Travis, whatever. And when you get out there and you get on your boat, that stress slowly starts to fall off of you. And you realize that you're in a whole new world. And, you know, it's so therapeutic, and it's very relaxing. It's so nice. And again, it's something I think everybody should try to do. And you know,
remember when we used to go on the other side of the 35 bridge and like the Portofino or that old 390 Sea Ray and just drift out there and wave at people up in cars, and they'd honk at us while they were sitting in traffic and wave back, usually not with all five fingers. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah. very, very true.
Look at those guys.
Yeah. Sometimes a bottle would fly out of their window, and, you know, we would try to catch it, but, you know, we'd end up missing or whatever. But
well, that and one thing we noticed at both the boat shows this year was how affordable it is for somebody to get into boating. I mean, there were several examples of boats that were, you know, $200 a month or less. And, I mean, geez, for, you know, that's a night out at the movies with you and the kids.
Mm-hmm. So you caught me when I was taking a drink out of my Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about Diet Pepsi?
But,
well, John, the other thing, if somebody, you know, really doesn't want to go into a dealership or check out, you know, a new or a used boat, you know, the places where you can rent a boat and go try it for a few hours, that's a whole other opportunity as well.
It is. And when I took my kids out, we rented a boat out at Lake Levan, and I think it was for 3 hours. We had the boat,
Everything. The inner tube, ski lines, life jackets, everything was, you know, the radio, stereo we had and everything. My kids keep going, when are we doing it again, Dad? When are we doing it again? And I keep telling them, when it's not, you know, this hot, we'll go out there and do it again.
But we're not going to cook like bacon while we're out on the water.
So, you know, that's another thing that the Gibbs family is going to do. And if you've ever thought about boating, that is the way to do it, man. Go find the lake that's near you. And, you know, you've got places like out on Lake Levan. I can't remember the name. You got Just for Fun, also on several different locations and different lakes. And, you know, there's places to rent boats on pretty much almost every lake around here. So go check it out. Go see what it's all about. And just make sure you wear your life jacket. Now, Franklin, you were getting ready to tell us something, a story. What were you going to say?
Well, I'm out with Denise doing a little necessary shopping that we have to do. And as you well know, I'm a retail guy, and so I'm always kind of checking people's stores and businesses. And so we went in, and this young man was very nice, polite, and introduced himself, said, you know, if you need any help, let me know. I'll help you.
And
he said, I'm really not trying to work too hard, so don't try to offend me too much. And I figured, well, that's his little bit. So while we were talking to you and we were walking by, he was literally sitting on a couch, and he said, I told you, I'm really not working too hard and not interested in it.
That's my kind of guy.
There you go, man. That high-pressure sales, right?
He's obviously on salary, not commission.
True, right? But so what are you and Denise shopping for? Oh, I'm just kidding.
And I wear an extra large while I'm talking about it.
Yeah, I wear an extra large, too.
That's it. If you're shopping for school clothes.
I was thinking a more major item than that.
I prefer a two-door over a four-door.
Now you're talking, John. Now you're talking.
I like the aft cabin and the express cruiser myself.
Yeah, can I get a flybridge with that?
You know, by the way, when John was talking about a 390 Sea Ray or a Portofino, that's our favorite two boats.
Oh, yeah.
We had those two at Eagle Point for a long time, man. That old gray, and I'd call it purple-colored Wellcraft Portofino, that 43, and then that green and white 390 Sea Ray. Those were just such sweet boats.
Yep.
They're so big and wide and roomy, and, you know, when you want to walk up to the bow, you can, you know, you've got plenty of room on the decks on the outside that you can walk up there, and it's just they are great boats, and they're built like tanks, you know what I mean?
Well, and the big cockpit space, you know, in the rear for entertaining, and, you know, just what you guys were talking about, being on the hook and, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, and you know, that's so much fun.
I remember they had a big fishing tournament one year, and me and Charlie Reel took out the officials on that. It was cold. It was during the wintertime, and we had the camper top up on the boat, and we went out and released those tagged fish and stuff out there, and it's like sleeting and rain. We're out on that 390 out of the lake.
You know, speaking of that and speaking of fishing stories, I on Facebook this week, a friend of mine that's a walleye fisherman up in the Midwest posted a picture of a tournament in April in Michigan on Lake Michigan, and the boat was covered with frost and ice, and they were in a snowstorm heading out to go fish. And he said, okay, just think of this when you complain about the heat.
God, was Kevin Strickland in the boat with him? That sounds like something he'd do.
Yeah, really. Kevin would be out there with him. I tell you, man,
right there.
Some of the best times I had with my parents and my dad up there at the lake and our boat neighbors was during the wintertime. And you know, it's usually a quite a bit windier. It's blowing, you know, 20, 25, 30 miles an hour, and you go out on the lake, and the waves, the spray from those waves are you know, splashing on your boat, and it freezes. So then we'd get back in the slip, and I got to put the lines on the boat, and it was nothing but a sheet of ice. So my dad was always, you know, on the warm bridge back there saying, Dennis, be careful out there, son.
don't flip off the boat. I can't get out of here in time to help you.
Why don't you get that boat hook and get the lines off of the dock that way and put them on the boat?
Evidently, you haven't watched World's Deadliest Catch and watched those guys with those mallets having to beat the ice off the rails and the decks and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, God. Could you imagine having to
do
that?
I really thought that's where he was going with this story, Frank. I thought he was fixing to make up some kind of crap like that, like he got into that kind of weather up on Texoma, you know, back in the day, like his fishing story of catching the giant fish off the platform of the boat.
Yeah, that's right, man. And also, when I walked outside of the boat with a big sledgehammer like that to get the ice off our boat, my dad said, I'll shoot you if you swing that.
If you swing it towards your mother.
Yeah.
Well, hey, John, I really thought maybe he was going to say that the Hillstrand brothers had offered him a position on the Time Bandit for next season.
They are. We're currently in negotiations. I'm also, you know, in negotiations with Sig Hansen out there as well. So
I would love to see you on one of those boats when they're jumping up down on those 40-foot waves out there. I would give anything to see you just trying to stand up on deck. That would be worth the show right there.
Oh, I would love to be out there. I don't want to do all that work, but I would love to be out there. That would be fun. But
okay.
As long as I, again, the main words there spoken were, as long as I don't have to do all that work.
Well, they do need a cook.
Hey, I can cook. I'll call Domino's, see if they'll bring some pizza out there.
Just get a bunch of frozen pizzas and warm up a different one every day.
better you can represent the insurance company to do the surveys as they do damage.
Hey, now there you go. They get stuck in those ice fields out there.
See, we can figure out a way to get you on that boat if you really want to be there. We'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Well, we better take a commercial break right now.
We got bills to pay.
That's right. I tell you what, Franklin, you're more than welcome to stay with us during our fishing report here if you'd like. I know you're out shopping, so if your wife says you got to go, I understand.
Well, I tell you what, I think I'll leave it with you guys. We'll turn it on the radio and listen to it and look forward to Doc Talk next week.
You got it. Folks, that's Frank Pillsbury. We'll talk at you next time, buddy. All right, everybody, you are listening to The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Coming up next is our live fishing reports. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
The Dennis Miller Show, every weeknight at 9, News Talk 660. Case Guy.
This was Al Sharpton staring into a camera.
Resist, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
That's good. That's good. And you know it's not hard to find somebody who will say making fun of him babbling like an idiot on national TV is racist.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Listen.
Monday morning, 8 to 11, here on News Talk 660. Case Guy, your new choice for intelligent talk.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and I want to encourage you to listen to the Staying Young Show, hosted by my doctors at 11 a.m. every Sunday at 660 KSKY.
If you're ready to take control of your health and wellness, get your health back on track and add years to your life, there is no better time. Tune in tomorrow from 11 until noon to listen to Staying Young and hear sound ways in which you can make improvements to your health. That's Staying Young, Sundays from 11 to noon on News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pentagas Gas and Diesel, Merck Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-400-0691. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, Ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-400-0691. That's 1-800-400-0691. 1-800-400-0691.
If you're tired of waking up in that lumpy body impression, it might be time for a new mattress. But not just any ordinary mattress. This time, make it a Sauvin European Sleep System. Unlike conventional mattresses, Sauvin beds won't develop body impressions, sags, or ridges. The secret is in the 100% natural latex foam cushioning and individually pocketed coils. This combination ensures exceptional contour, support, and durability. And to prove how much Sauvin believes in the quality and comfort of their products, they offer a 60-day comfort exchange and a full 10-year warranty. This warranty is real, not prorated, and with approved credit, you get 12 months financing with no interest, free money for a full year. Durable, high-quality components mean a better night's sleep. Visit the Sauvin showroom today. Come experience for yourself why so many of your friends and neighbors have already replaced their lumpy, uncomfortable beds with the Sauvin European Sleep System, the world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sauvin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660, KSKY.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660, KSKY.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on 660 KSKY. This segment is sponsored by all of us here at the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Grandpappy Point Marina, Cedar Mills Marina and Resort, the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant, Harbor Helpers, and Gibbs Marine. Right now, folks, it is time for our fishing report. Let's go ahead right now. We'll bring up Kevin Strickland, our outdoors expert here. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just waiting for this heat to end.
Yeah, man. From what I understand from the weather people, we're going to have a break towards the end of next week. So
yeah, I think they're crazy.
We'll see what happens with that, man.
We ain't going to get no break till opening day of dove season. That's usually when it rains, September the 1st.
Well, we're not too far from there, so I'm looking forward to that. Dove season, man, I can't wait to get out there.
Myself.
I tell you what, Kevin, let's go ahead right now and bring up our fishing guys out there at Lake Texoma, Four Seasons Guide Service, Michael Beeson. All right, Michael, what's going on, man?
Oh, just sitting outside on a block of ice right now.
And you're still hot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, man, you're on the line with Big John, Kevin Strickland, and myself. Tell us all what's been going on in the fishing world up there.
Oh, fellas, we've been fishing. We're still catching fish fairly steady. It's slowed down a little bit, but we're still pulling good limits of fish right now.
Yeah, I tell you, the other day when I was up there at Grandpappy, I can see this guy down there and down by the gas dock, and I'm like, you know what? That looks like Beeson down there. And sure enough, it was. And from my truck, I said, Michael! And he turned around, hey, what's up? So that's the end of that story right there. So anyway, I tell you what, Kevin, you got anything you want to ask Michael?
No, I ain't got nothing.
He wanted to ask him how to keep them strippers off his hook when he's crappie fishing.
Just move it a little faster through the water, that's all. Put the shiny bait on there in case the water's dirty.
Y'all been still getting out early trying to beat this heat, Michael? You trying to get everybody fished out before it gets too hot?
Yeah, we've been getting out about 6:30 and trying to get it done by 10:30 at the latest, but some days it's been, you know, 11:30 before we're getting done. But it's been good. Artificial's been really up and down, and bait fishing is starting to level off, get back to normal again.
Well, good deal. And now, Kevin, you're also, Michael, I don't know, do you go dove hunting as well?
Yeah, we've got two or three places right now that's holding quite a few birds. I'm hoping they'll hold in here. I'm hoping we get a cold front, push some more in. But, yeah, we've got about 3,000 acres we hunt.
Now, Kevin, you're getting all ready for it. And September 1st, it's dove season, right?
Correct.
Now, I know you use a shotgun. I've been dove hunting before, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. You are very good with your bow and arrow. Are you going to use that at all?
No, my ass costs too much. I might be able to hit one out of 100, but it'd have to be landed on the power line or landed on the ground. I don't think I could hit one flying.
Sitting on the power line. Kaboom! Feathers everywhere.
That sounds like me and Charlie Real used to pick those pigeons off the power line there at the marina.
With a BB gun.
Not with a bow and arrow, but with a pellet gun.
Now, Strickland, what part of town do you go dove hunting in? Or do you even want to give that information out? I don't know.
I'll be right there in the city limits of McKinney hunting.
All right.
Probably off his back porch.
Yeah, I got a bunch of birds out here at the house. They mowed a little old pasture across the road from me, and it had probably 20 acres of sunflowers, and they mowed it just a week ago, and I could probably kill a limit any time out here, but it's probably a pretty quick, you shoot them, you know, a couple of times, and they'll be gone.
Right.
Well, that's my first batch is coming out of my front yard.
What's that?
I said, my first batch is coming out of my front yard. They're going right on the grill. I'll be eating by noon on opening
day.
There
you go.
Some buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings. And buffalo don't have wings, Dennis.
Boy, we're going downhill, fellas. Well, I tell you what.
The ship is going down. Save yourself.
Well, I tell you what.
You mean all them times I've eaten at Hooters, that wasn't buffalo wings?
No, me too. John just told us all that they don't have any.
I didn't know they had anything to eat at Hooters. I'm sorry.
That's false advertising. We need to hire a lawyer for that.
They got food there?
John didn't know they serve food at Hooters.
No idea.
Oh, well, I tell you what, guys, we're about running out of time. I want to let everybody know. Michael Basin out there, they'll take you out dove hunting if you want to go. Give them a call at 903-465-5262. And, Michael, we do appreciate you, buddy. You have a good weekend, man.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. That's Michael and Diamond Dave Basin. They will take you fishing. They can take you hunting. Go to our website, thebigboatshow.com, for more of their information. And, Kevin, before we run out of time, I just want to say hello to my mom. I'll be seeing you here shortly. I'm on my way. Kevin, have a good one, buddy. Thank you for coming on. Folks, it's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show every Saturday at this time. Have a good weekend.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 KSKY. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma,